Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:59. Ah, hell, it's 8 o'clock. We'll round up for you. Make it a little bit easier. It is the Plan B Morning Show, and all this month, it is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we want to take some time to start a conversation. I don't want to say, educate, or we want to start the conversation and do everything we can to maybe shed a little light on Suicide Prevention Awareness and the month and ways we can help out. And this morning, I'm joined by Trent from the Berrien County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Trent, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm awake.
Awake. That's all we ask on the show. That's it. Mine purely caffeine. That's it. That's every time, just nap right after, awake now. Trent, we brought you in here to really kind of kick things off for this month. It is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And in the rock world, especially this last year, it's become such a topic of conversation with the loss of Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, this most recently Jill Janis. We've had a lot of big names affected by suicide, but it's not just famous people, obviously. They usually get the attention because of who they are, but we want to kind of change that and really shed a light on the fact that it affects a lot of people. So with Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and what you do with the Berrien County Suicide Prevention Coalition, what do you think the biggest misconception about suicide is that people have that you guys maybe want to change?
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that it's something that's not going to affect you. I think people think that those kind of problems are somebody else's problems.
Gotcha.
And so it's not on the top of their mind. They're not thinking about it.
Yeah.
With our own son, who died 8 years ago at the age of 20, we did not even consider, you know, that that could be something he was struggling with.
Yeah.
And he was hiding his struggles. So
yeah.
People don't think it affects them, so they aren't looking for more information. They aren't educating themselves about the symptoms, and so they miss them.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping that we can maybe get people thinking about it and knowing that it does. It touches so many people in ways that they wouldn't expect or, maybe not even see coming. And like you mentioned, your son, which we appreciate you opening up about this, he passed in 2010.
Correct.
And you guys moving forward with this and the Berrien County Suicide Prevention Coalition, what's kind of the main services you guys provide? What can people do if they reach out to you?
Well, the main thing we are trying to do is bring together the organizations in the county
mm-hmm.
and individuals that are concerned about it and want to do something about it.
Yeah.
So, and then we want to provide a place, a website, and a Facebook page where people can find out what's going on, what training is available, what mm-hmm. events are being held, and what resources are available for them if they're in a crisis.
Okay. And this isn't just for people that are, considering suicide. This is for people, maybe if you are worried about someone, you want to talk to someone about it, they can reach out as well.
Right. Or if you have been affected by it.
Yeah.
And want to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. So hit them up with you got a website that they can go to and reach out to and a phone number?
Mainly a website, berriencares.org.
Okay.
They go to that website. If they're in concerned about somebody or about themselves, at the top of the page, there's a phone number that is 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Lifeline. And then there's a link to other resources, which would include chat or text resources that a person could use.
Yeah.
And then on the website, there's other information about local resources and the meetings that we have, which are once a month, the third Tuesday of the month at noon.
Okay.
And then we have events, different training events. This Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We have a fundraising 5K run walk.
You guys got the, what is that, the Run for Hope 5K that's going on this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Wonderful. So if people want to participate in that, I believe you guys have a website for that as well, or information where they can go.
They can go to our website.
Perfect.
And there's a link there.
Right there. Okay. So, and again, if anybody misses anything, go to WIRX.com as well. I'll have all this podcasted with the website. Again, BarionCares.org. And then also you have a memorial site for your son as well, which is another place people can go.
That's just something, a personal project that we did.
Yeah.
It's NathanW.org, just to remember him and also to provide help to people who have lost someone to suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is going to be a month where we are going to continue to have this conversation on suicide prevention. And again, thank you so much for opening up and being there as an outlet for people as well who may be dealing with this. For you, if there is someone out there listening right now that is maybe dealing with suicidal thoughts or in a crisis or know someone who is, what would you like to tell them? What message would you have for them at this point?
Well, just what I wish I could have told my son, that there is help and that they can get help. There are solutions. Most people who seek help are helped, and yeah. Suicide is... in my son's note that he left in the hotel room where he hung himself, one of the statements was, there's no other way. Mm. And my message to people is, there is another way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, Trent, thank you so much for coming in and educating us and keeping this conversation open and letting people know that you can talk. There is help. There is other ways. And we're going to continue to do this. If you missed anything, again, go to WIRX.com. We'll have all this podcasted. And again, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. There are outlets here in Southwest Michigan, the Berrien County Suicide Prevention Coalition, again, online, BerrienCares.org. And they have the second annual Run for Hope 5K this weekend. So if you want to participate, you can. If you want to help out, you can as well.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Well, Trent, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for getting up early this morning. And again, everyone, check out WIRX.com for the podcast on this. We'll be back with more of the Plan B Morning Show.
Rock 107 WIRX.